We are
in a lesson on the topic of the law of Arvut, and we'll continue in excerpt number 34, the study material on the site. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, let's continue.
So excerpt number 34. From the article Shamati, number 225, raising oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. Again, one cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment.
We, to begin with, were even prior to creation, we were in one desire. Later this desire expanded. This means Adam Rishon before the shattering and blew up because it got more light than it could hold in order to bestow. It exploded to many different pieces. But that same connection between us that we had, only in the form of the shattering, it remained. And want it or not, we are in a broken system. You can't say, nowhere. You're not in anything. You're necessarily in the broken system of Adam Rishon. Now, the question is, will you keep on staying there? Or will you do actions to wake up? To get over it. That's the question. So what he says is, one cannot raise oneself above one's circle. He's there. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. Even physically, if it's closer than what he has, but also the environment we don't know about in the spiritual world. We're not there, but we suckle from there too. And he has no other way. If he wishes to elevate himself beyond his state, except through Torah and much work, meaning through the light. Torah means the light that reforms, that draws to itself higher than what illuminates on himself to bring him this life. Then it's called that he's drawing the light that reforms. That's called the way of Torah, and a lot of exertion by making efforts. In what way draw the upper light to him? By trying by that kli to return to that corrected state where he connects to others. By that, so it turns out that he's trying to connect from below by the upper forces, and he's trying to affect them by the light above, and to the extent that he's trying, the upper light affects more, bestows more. These are laws we use in our life too. By the effort to connect, the upper light shines more. If we have more distance between us, the upper light departs. That's why if a person chooses a good environment that awakens him towards connection, draws him to this action, well, then he gains time and effort. His development becomes shorter and easier since he is drawn according to his environment. This is clear, right? Hebrew 10. What's not clear? What's not clear?
Rabash writes here that a person can't pull himself above a circle, raise himself, but at the same time we want to see all the different parts of the puzzle as one man, one Adam, one body. So how do you do it? How can you see the whole 10, the whole world clearly as one body?
We try to clarify to ourselves what it means to be in one kli. I don't have any other answer. Think a bit more before asking.
Dear Rav, what is that circle?
His circle is what he thinks when he is inside the environment. It's 10, let's say. You can't be in spirituality any different than how you are with your environment, because by that you determine the state, the degree, the mode of your connection with spirituality. Only inside the circle, whatever you receive there, that's how you'll advance. And it influences the others as well. But it could be that you'll be with the others, they'll be great Kabbalists, and you'll be among them like a baby. It's also possible. But as much as you invest in the circle, accordingly you invest in your spirituality. Turn one.
Раф, тут написано, что если человек выбирает себе хорошее окружение, он выигрывает во времени и усилиях.
It's written here that if a person chooses a good environment, he gains time and efforts because he's drawn by the society. It sounds egoistic. I just think how I can profit more, how I can turn the situation that it'll work.
If you connect with the friends, then you create a mafia commando unit. Maybe you're even willing to chop off the tip of your finger, like in the mob. All sorts of things. It's not considered sanctity, it's clear. And you want to bestow to the others everything. But if you're aimed together at the Creator, meaning that the force of bestowal will be between you, and not the force of reception, where the goal is to reach a point where the force of bestowal will rule over you, will flow between you, then it's not called a mob, but a holy group. A holy group.
Toronto.
That was Toronto. Let's continue, Moshe.
We are continuing in excerpt 35 from Love of Friends by the Rabash. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" He said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where are they feeding the flock?" A man wandering the field refers to the place which the crop of the field sustain the world should spring, and the work in the field should be sowing, reaping, as it said that so the tears reap in joy. Called a field of the Lord is blessed. This path, it jumps to the end of the paragraph. In order for us to reach the path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature to be able to achieve it,
they speak about our situation as we are in this world, with the virus and all the problems. This is a person wandering the field. Man wandering the field, meaning humanity. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. Ask people. See what they're talking about. Heads of state, doctors, you'll see what's happening. They're wandering in the field. And we are in the last stage of development, the last generation. And that's why we can speak this way with respect to humanity. So what does humanity say? It feels itself wandering in the field. Maybe not exactly. Maybe it's not worrying it so much. But soon there will be such terrible states that everyone would want to come out of them with everything they have. So what to do? Then he says, the Creator, when he meets us in that field, when we're looking for what to do with our life, he tells us, you need to find the connection between you. I seek my brothers. And by connecting together, we'll draw the upper force, and it will help us to advance. And our advancement will be when we will come to know our ego even more. That's why after this story about wandering in the field, when it's written in the Torah, this entire group that was wandering the field enters Egypt, the exile in Egypt, and only then it comes out of it, meaning we still need to discover how much we are inside our ego. But that's along the way. Meaning we have to understand that our path is only towards connection. I seek my brothers, as it's written. And let's try to be in it. Let's try. We are going through very advanced states, very good states. It's all opening up before us. Well, I didn't think it would happen just like that. Suddenly, this kiss came from the Creator called the pandemic. And that's it. We are in such scrutinies where in a little bit of time, a year or two, we discovered that we have no choice, but we have to advance towards connection. And it becomes clear to us as well before that. Okay, I see it's clear to everyone. What's up, PT-19? Who's there?
Tzvika, good morning. Very nice lesson. I have one problem, one of the problems, that if I'm in a group that has love of friends, then I can get on the path. So what is love of friends? I don't even know if I'm there. I hate them.
You are not there, that's clear. But ask, you have such friends, such thugs.
He hates me. He hates me.
I understand him. But nevertheless, to explain to you that you're missing love, and what is love of friends? Next to him, you also have another friend that you look down at, and he can explain to you what is the meaning of hate and derision.
I'll tell you why I'm asking, because I remember all these years you say, listen, Tzvika, without you revealing the hatred, you won't have love. So what love are you speaking about?
But now you need to turn the hate into love. All crimes, all hate will be covered by love. So you have hate? It's enough for the group to have one of you in the, among them to discover hate. Now they should cover you.
But what hatred are you speaking about between the friends? Do you have an example?
Rejection, lack of connection, lack of desire, a willingness to connect.
Lack of the willingness to connect?
Yes.
That I don't even want it in the 10 in the morning lesson?
I don't know what you mean by the morning lesson. There has to be an embrace between the desires, where each desire is integrated with other desires, and we feel one desire, one heart.
And how can we reach it exactly?
According to your inclinations.
So what's the work we have to do to reach it? What's the reason and what's the result?
You should go get an open heart surgery. Open your heart to others. Feel them. Feel how you open your heart and they enter into you and immediately close the heart so they will remain there.
It's not simple.
No, it's not simple. With that I agree. It's not simple. But it's not going to work otherwise. Just ask the Creator to perform that operation and you'll see how He is the healer of all sick people. The healer of the brokenhearted. That's how they call Him.
Question from a student from Israel. If a person feels that the 10 isn't drawing him towards connection, but there are other friends that do, so what should he do?
Stay in his 10 and understand that this is his place and not to look at other 10s. Clear? That's it. That's the meaning of the Creator bringing a person to a place, to his fortune. And it says, take it. And you have to take it. And the fact that you are indifferent or you're rejected by them, it's only a good sign. Moshe.
Excerpt number 36 from Rabash's article, The Meaning of the Strict Prohibition to Teach Idol Worshippers in the Torah. It is impossible to receive the influence of society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to society.
And through the group, he receives influence from the Creator. So it's clear to us that this is the path. Again,
it is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
I mean, the group is like a valve, a faucet, that you can, when you open it towards you, the Creator fills you through them. He influences you. That's how you need to relate to the group. Enter under their influence in connection with them and embrace until you feel the Creator influencing you through them. Truly. As it's written, like cold water to a tired soul. That's how you need to expect it to happen. You must feel it and in such a feeling, such a subtle, gentle feeling, relate to it. It's very tough because this is our entire work. That's why it all begins from Mount Sinai, mountain of hate. And all the degrees are the degrees by which we raise ourselves to the top of the mountain. There's no more than that. There's no more than the connection with others. Until it comes, until it is clarified, it's the entire path. The students of Rabbi Shimon were in a state where they wanted to kill one another. You understand the degrees that it reaches to. Until the end of correction, the gate to the end of correction, the biggest hate is revealed and a person cannot cross it. You see that even if they throw me all the way to the bottom of the mountain, I can't do it. And then everyone assembles in one cry, and the force comes from above, Elijah, the prophet, and helps us to cross that threshold. But until then, each time we need to try and connect and demand from the Creator the force of connection, first of all. Connection. We don't want fulfillment, we don't want attainment, we don't want anything. We want connection. Why connection? Because by that we are similar to Him, we delight Him. And receiving inside this connection? No, we don't need to receive anything. We want to only perform such an action that will delight you. You are delighted like a mother who delights in her children playing nicely together. That's what we want. Let's try to get it into our hearts.
Number 37 from Bala Sulam's article, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the meaning of the allegory in the Zohar about the two who boarded a boat and one was drilling under him. His friend admonished him, "Why are you drilling?" And the fool replied, "Why should you care? I am drilling under me." But indeed, the individual spoils the beauty for the entire image. This is the meaning of the prayer in public, that one must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul.
There are many states here in this state of sitting in a boat. First of all, how do I keep myself from drilling a hole? How do I relate to someone who is drilling a hole? How do I relate to all my friends when I see that they are all drilling holes underneath them? And I look at them and I'm amazed. That's it, we're drowning in the middle of the sea. How do I relate to them? How do I correct that state? Do I need to correct myself? Go above reason and say, no, it's me. I am wrong. They're all right. And I accept them as they are. And they're all righteous. And they all look after our vessel, this boat. There are many states in this boat. This is called the life of the ten. How do we tease out the right perspective on the situation? We need to scrutinize it. You need to scrutinize it between you in all the possible states and bring it up for discussion, for scrutiny, since without it, we won't be able to scrutinize the way we need to connect one another. There are many other things here. We are typically connected not in the things that are similar between us, but actually in the things that make us opposite. You saw how puzzle pieces connect. Here something is missing and here something is sticking out. And that's how one piece fits into the other. Each one fits the other, meaning minus and plus, plus and minus. Only in this way you can connect. So wherever I see the minus of the friend, I come with my plus. Wherever I see a plus in the friend, I need to show my minus. Meaning, the fact that the Creator is awakening in us opposite qualities. Maybe it's to our benefit. Maybe we don't need to change anything about Him. Maybe we only need to ask Him together to connect us. Maybe that's the only thing that's missing, not to change anyone. Let all the minuses fit with all the pluses. That's it. This is called a lock and a key.
בסדר?
אוקיי.
תחשבו על זה.
Think about it. There are many things that we, also in the Zohar, we can find many such stories. The modes of our connection in the group. It's very interesting because it becomes a force of life. From that, you'll be able to understand what is the meaning of connection. Electrons, protons, neutron. There are over 400 particles in an atom. Why? What for? You need to have plus and minus. No, you can't. You need to have additional particles around them. And on all their varying qualities in order to support the plus and the minus that could assemble together to one atom. And we'll see from that what do physicists lack in order to understand it even more. Bulgaria.
Раф, что такое плюс товарища, точка зрения, мои ощущения и работа в десятке?
What does it mean, the friend in his point?
When we raise ourselves above the feeling, the understanding, above everything, the important thing is connection. This is called love covers all transgressions. He has minus, I have a plus, or the other way around. He's lacking something, I have something protruding, or the other way around. The important thing is the love. When we connect towards one goal, one creator, and the love will rule over us. So inside we'll form the common minus, meaning one against the other, and on the outside the creator covers us with his force of positive force of connection. That's his blanket. Zichron 2.
Good morning, Rav. Something that's hard to understand that in the lesson we can hear, pray for the Creator to help you. And here he says that I can't pray for myself without giving contentment only for the others. So how do these things go together? To pray that he will help me and not to ask for myself.
This is the meaning of help me. He will help me not to ask for myself, but to help for the collective, because the collective is my spiritual vessel.
So even if I'm suffering, still to ask for the friends and not myself?
We don't call it the friends. It's actually for my true spiritual self.
I get it. Thank you.
PT 19.
PT 19.
I wanted to ask about the drilling the holes in the boat. If I start paying attention that whether I'm drilling or not, so it'll come after a corporeal pressure that the Creator is giving me.
Not good. It's worst kind. You need to work through the good, not through the bad. Try with love, with the good attitude and connection. So you're happy about your advancement. Don't go from the bad side, from the deficiency to the spiritual work.
I just want to scrutinize that I see that I have pressure and I don't want to work like that, like you said. But I feel external pressure and suddenly I'm persistent in it. So it turns my exertion to religious, it ruins my work.
Try to find the love of the Creator to you in this pressure. Again, it's like a baby whose parents pressure him to do things, to organize his life and everything. So of course you can only notice the parents' attitude towards him, or you can think about their goal. Be a partner with the Creator. And then you'll relate to what's happening with you as a result of this partnership. And in truth, we discover later the correct relationships. We see that the Creator suffers more than us. just like a mother who suffers more than her child that she has to help. Let's say he's behind on something. We are behind. So we need to attain the suffering of the mother, and that should accompany us in the correction. In order to cancel the suffering of the mother, I'm willing to do anything. This is called soul devotion. There lies the true adhesion of the created being with the Creator. But in truth, there is no greater suffering than feeling the state of the Shekhinah, divinity, the general vessel. There, the Creator dwells, and that's where he feels it. That's the sorrow of divinity. As Rabash writes, what is man's tiny sorrow compared to the sorrow of divinity? But a huge difference there is between the two.
Ну, не тен ли лишним лишоль? Пяти семь хамеш.
Let them both ask. Пяти
25. Good morning. Continuing, what is that mutual cry from the ten?
Это матара.
The common cry is when everyone understands the goal and wants to reach it. First of all, the goal. Forget about our personal state. Which one is who knows what. The important thing is the goal. The goal is clear to all of us. The more we scrutinize it and we are drawn to it, attracted to it. We're not scrutinizing the current state. Sometimes you need to do it. But that's what they say, half an hour a day. Rather, Israel, the light, the Creator are one, aimed at the goal, 23 and a half hours a day. Kiev.
Раф, вот в связи с тем, что вы сказали, что как соединяются плюсы и минусы.
Continuing what you said, the way that the pluses and the minus connects between the friends and the ten. It's interesting. We learn that we connect above all the differences. And I thought that we restrict all the differences between us and the friends, and that's how we connect. So how?
No, you know, sometimes kids want to do it like that. They want to take scissors and cut out all those protruding pieces in order to put the puzzle together. And it appears to them better like that. Or to put put a shape, a piece of wood into a hole by force. No. We need to understand that what the Creator created in us is 100% correct. We are 100% perfect, whole. Only the connection between us. We need to locate that and ask the Creator to do it. We scrutinize deficiencies between us. And what can't we connect? This is the general minus. No one can connect with another. And then we ask the Creator, and He comes, and He completes with the force of bestowal. Malchut receives the completion of Bina, and everything works out. That's how it is. You'll see. With each passing day, we're getting closer. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is regards to the sorrow of divinity that you just talked about. We wanted to find out, there are some friends in the whole clique who never support posts and articles, videos and media in our organization. And they give all kinds of excuses regarding their workplaces, their family, or connections they have that don't support Kabbalah. Our question is that now that the internet is our only major platform for dissemination, does the action of these friends contribute to the sorrow of divinity? Or what advice do you have for such friends who never support our posts or put any Bnei Baruch stuff on their Facebook walls or Twitter or all the internet platforms? What should these friends do? Or should they change their attitude? What advice do you have for these friends, please?
I don't accept any excuses. A person who truly wants to reach the goal will do everything, anything, in order to overcome the obstacles. And if he doesn't participate in dissemination with all his might, it's not dissemination. Dissemination is a general connection. It's a connection of all of humanity to one vessel. Everyone has to be there. Africa included, and Norway, and America, and Australia. It doesn't matter. Everyone has to be connected. If they take themselves out of the collective, I don't think they can advance. I cannot see it. Maybe it's possible that we're in such a world where he's, I don't know, a prime minister. Okay, what could be the place that depends more on everyone? The prime minister depends on everyone. He should not publicize his own opinions. His opinions are the opinions of the government, the cabinet, etc. So when he's with us, and he doesn't want to express himself, he should create a different site, a different username through which you can do it. I know such people. I know such people here. And I recommend to them, nevertheless, to participate with one force, like an average person off the street, but he has to participate. There are those who get one of their relatives to participate, that they tell him what to write, and nobody else knows about it except for them and me. But he has to do it. It's registered in his spiritual vessel, in his spiritual record. The book is open and the hand writes. You remember that? Right? So that's how it's registered. What is registered? What's registered now? That he's sitting on the sideline. That's not participation. He has no room. He has no place in the general vessel. Turkey 2.
No, Turkey 2. Lo shomim.
Good morning, Rav. Here is a question from our friend.
No.
How should I try for connection, although I see that my friend is opening a hole in the boat?
You have to discuss it. That's what I spoke about a few minutes ago. I told you about several forms that can appear in the connection between us when we are sitting in the boat. First of all, we have to discover that we are truly sitting in a boat. I'm not certain that everyone feels themselves in one boat and in the middle of the ocean. And around us, sharks. And other threatening elements. Do we feel it? Do we feel ourselves in that situation? Imagine this situation and then see what comes out of it. And then ask tomorrow. Okay.
I wanted to ask, you were saying that we complete one another like a puzzle. You also said that the Creator completes us. What's the difference between those two approaches? When do we...
I don't know. I told you, I gave you this form and asked you to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I want you to talk about it throughout the day. All these different forms, or you are in a puzzle or in a boat. That's it. Tel Aviv 10, last one.
Thank you. Is the evil inclination in me or in the 10, in the center?
The evil inclination, you have to discover that it's neither in you nor in the 10, rather it's between you. Between you. That's what prevents you from connecting with them in one vessel in order to reveal the Creator. That quality is called evil inclination. Moshe, we're going to the next part.
And let's sing a song first.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione perché esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di l'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici. Vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto quale il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione, al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore, connetterci col creatore. Con el tercino creador, con el tercino creador, con el tercino creador. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Pa 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 p